presents Carlos Mencia. Relax. I might suck, then you're gonna be like, I can't believe we cheered for this. Have a good time, enjoy yourselves. I want to apologize right up front, by the way. I normally don't do this, but I have to all the people that I am thoroughly about to offend. And some of you don't get it right now, and you'll get it in about 10 minutes when all your friends are laughing your asses off. And you're there going, he sucks! Times are sensitive, man. I'm not. I believe in freedom of speech. I believe we're supposed to have fun. You know, don't hurt anybody's feelings. But if their feelings get hurt, enjoy yourself, man. It sucks. You can't have feelings in America anymore. You notice that? No, man. If September 11th taught me anything, it's enjoy your life. It's short and it could end at any moment. Like for Halloween, I had fun. I gave the little kids powdered donuts. See, some of you get those jokes. Some of you were right there. Hey, pardon, some of you, what, is he speaking Spanish? Come on, people. I need you to be here for me. Listen. I'm just saying, be human, man. You know, like there's an Asian lady right there. I know she's Asian because that's what we have to call her, even though she comes from the Orient. Did I name it the Orient? No. Did you name it the Orient? No. They're the ones that come out on commercials saying, come fly to the Orient. That's what they say. But when we call them Oriental, I am not Oriental. Well, Jesus, settle down. Oriental is food. Oriental is an ox. Right, so. Jesus, I was close, man. I get partial credit. It's not like I called you a black midget. I was close. All right, here's a part of the show where people go, why do you get angry? Here it is. I'll tell you why, because all you people that didn't laugh, you're hypocrites. That's why. You're saying that people of the same genetic pool don't look alike. If that's the case, being that there's Negroid, Mongoloid, and Caucasoid, you would say that if I brought two black people up here, you would be able to differentiate which region of Africa each of them hailed from, based on their melanin content, skin pigmentation, cranial structure, and nasal opening, would you? Or would you look at them and go, come on, they're from Brooklyn. What would you do? What would you do? So shut up. And trust me, if anybody knows, Carlos knows. Because I was born in Honduras. That's where I was born. But I live in California, where no matter what you say, you're Mexican. You understand that? It doesn't matter what you say. See, you don't understand that, white people, because wherever you go, you're white. If you're here, you're white. You go to L.A., you're white. You go to Denver, you're white. You go to Miami, you're still white. I'm Mexican in the Southwest, but when I go to Miami, I'm Cuban. Do you understand that? What happened? I'm just saying, have feelings. That's all I'm saying. Listen, September 11th happened and we were all pissed. I'm not saying, you know, do crazy things. I'm just saying, do something with your anger. You got to let it out. And words are good to let it out because words don't hurt. See, we've gone through this place where words hurt. Words don't hurt. Just vent. That's all I'm saying. Like, there's Middle Eastern people in here. I don't hate you. I don't want people to beat you. That's wrong. That is not cool for people to put their hands or batons or anything on you because you look Middle Eastern. I don't want that. Do you understand? I just want to be an American and give you a look like you. That's all I want to do. Just a little bit. Just to vent. I just want to look at them and go, I know you didn't do it, but you know who did. You know. You know. That's all. And then I'll get in his cab. Is that wrong? Take me to the hotel. I was just venting. I understand, my friend. Don't worry. It's so cool. I feel bad, man. I do. But on the other hand, there's part of me that's really weird. And I'm not saying it's right. You know what I mean? Middle Eastern people, you guys are upset. That's cool. Complain to white people, though. They're going to sympathize with you. Yeah, not us though. Blacks and beaters, leave us alone. Don't come to us front. We're the last people you want to bring that to. But you don't understand. They are looking at me funny because of the way I look. Racial profiling. Welcome to the club, Ahmed. It's not a geographical thing. Let's get that out of the way right now. You know what I mean? I think anybody can come to America. As you can see, we have everybody in this country. So obviously, you could get here. You know what I mean? So I'm saying, hey, don't cry. Come here. That's all I'm saying. I don't feel sorry for people, you know, living in crappy places. You know what I mean? I see pictures of some places in the Middle East where it's all brown. There's no water. There's no vegetation. Even the camels have this look like, man, we get to hit the hell out of here. And I see people in the back and I'm thinking, come on, move, man, move! But it's not, see, some of you are like, yeah, it's mean. No, 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 no. It doesn't matter where you come from. I don't feel sorry for rednecks that gotta get hit by tornadoes every year when they live in Tornado Alley. Do you understand that? You're a jackass. Move. You can't come and I got hit by a tornado again. Well, of course you did. You live in Tornado Alley. It's telling you I'm coming right here. Dumbass move. I don't feel sorry for you. We got hit by a tornado. Well, move, jackass. It's not even that difficult for you to move. Your house has wheels. Well, we gotta feel sorry for everybody. Because it's never your fault in America. It's never my fault. Remember when we had a dream in America? If you work hard enough, you can accomplish. Remember that dream? Now it's all about somebody took my job. You notice that? If the black person can't get a job, the white man took it. If a beaner can't get a job, the white man took it. If a midget can't get a job, the tall people took it. Fat guy can't get a job, skinny people took it. You know what I mean? If a woman can't get a job, it's because men with their evil penises of death took it. And if you're a white male and you don't get a job, hey, it's not your fault. Affirmative action gave your job to the woman, the guy, the midget, the black guy, the beaner. What happened? Listen, if you have a crappy job, it's your fault. I'm tired of going to Taco Bell and having guys look at me like, how come I gotta work at Taco Bell? I don't know. Maybe it had something to do with your report card. Maybe that's where you screwed up. Maybe you're stupid. You got straight D's. What does that spell? Da, 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 da. That's what it spells. Do your job, jackass. When your woman doesn't orgasm, it's not her fault. It's your fault. You didn't make me reach climax. They never say, no, I had things on my mind. I was somewhere else. No, he didn't make me do it. He didn't make me do it. Which I find interesting. When a woman can't climax, it's our fault. But when we can't get an erection, we gotta go to the doctor. Well, what happened? Whoa, what happened? You can't, some of you guys don't get it, so let me explain it to you. Your woman can reach orgasm really quick. She doesn't want to with you. And if you think I'm full of crap, ask her to masturbate in the shower one day and watch. Especially if you have one of those showers, just ask her to do it. Ask her. It'll take a minute and she'll be like, you'll be like, one minute. I don't understand why anybody would even attack us. I don't even get it. Why do you think Iran helped us out after, you know, September 11th? You think they like us? Go to the internet and see the things that were written from Iranian, you know, people about us on September 10th. You'll see some heinous stuff. American infidel, dying pool of blood, all that craziness. But then September 11th occurred, and our president came out, and he spoke like Clint Eastwood at the end of Unforgiven. Remember Unforgiven? At the end of it, when he was like, if anybody shoots at me, I will shoot you. I will hunt you down. I will kill your friends. I will burn your barn down. That's the way he came out. He was like, we will find you, those who helped, those who obeyed it, those who looked at you, those who even know. As soon as he said that, we got a phone call from Iran. What can we do to help you, my friends? We were talking smack yesterday. You didn't believe any of that? Come on! We try to tell joke. We are not funny people. We apologize. Don't you get it? America has the best of every world. Every country is already here. You don't? Do you ever hear about aliens going to any other countries? All the best come here. They're here. I can't even believe people are like, man, I hope we can win some wars. I hope. Did you realize that one day we were going to go to Afghanistan and then the next day, poof, we were already there? How did that happen? How did that happen? I don't know how it happened. They didn't even let us cross their borders. That's because we have people in this country that know how to cross borders silly. That's us. We got the best. We're awesome. Even the Taliban was like, where in the hell did they go? We were badass. They turned around, all their tanks were up on blocks. Where are my tires? Where did my tires go? Call the general on the radio. They took the freaking radio! Come on, folks. This is America. We got people that know how to do what we need in our military. A tank is made to drive and shoot with a turret that spins at a 360 degrees. Do you know what that is? It's a drive-by. We got Ray in the hell yeah! Po-po-po! Po-po-po! USA! Brother USA! We're crazy. We got crazy white people that'll do... Oh, my God. We have an army. We got a beaner that'll stab you. We got a black guy that'll shoot you. And we got a crazy white guy that'll eat you. That's an army, ladies and gentlemen. He will eat your... Oh, you ain't talking now, are you, boy? You ain't talking now, are you, boy? And we got the Asians in reserve. Settle down, Crouching Tiger. You're next. You're next. I guarantee you, as soon as Osama bin Laden was implicated in the plot, I guarantee you, as soon as they said on CNN, Osama bin Laden, he got a phone call from Japan. You screw up big time. How can you be so stupid? You don't have a history channel? You don't know. Oh no. Oh, trust me. You don't know. We used to think just like you. We kick that ass in a Pearl Harbor. We drop over 1,000 bombs. We come back home, we party. Who the man? I the man. Who the man? I the man. But we only pissed them off. They come to us. They didn't drop 20 bomb, 1,000 bomb. You know? They dropped 2 bombs. Just 2. The bomb was so big, even our penis got smaller. And you see, everybody got picked on, everybody had a fabulous time. But no. This is what people are afraid of. Us enjoying making fun of each other. Listen, look at me, white people, when I say this. Do you know how many white people have died in the history of America so that we could have the fundamental freedom of speech to say what we feel? See, I wish that you had my freedom of speech. I wish that you knew what it was like to really have fun. But some of you don't. And you think you do. Please, tell my jokes at your job on Monday. We go too far with this stuff. We go too far with political correctness. We listen to Hispanic people when they complain about the Taco Bell dog. Instead of being glad, you know, that there's something on TV, they're all, hey, man, I don't like that dog. It represents me. How retarded do you have to be to look at a dog and say, hey, man, that's me? No, it's okay. Sense of humor. That's fine. But we stopped it. No, that's not cool. Because instead of uniting America, we want to separate each other. Because, you know, Mexicans eat tacos and white people, you know, eat beef stroganoff and black people eat chicken. That makes us different. No, that makes you hungry. That's all it makes you. But we're stupid. We stop. Let's not stop. Let's make this country what it really is. I'm saying those commercials were great. But where's the black dog? How come there ain't no black dog? We need a Rottweiler, a ghetto ass Rottweiler with a bullet wound in his ass, all skinny because you never feed him dog food, doing commercials for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Woof woof, brother, woof woof. Hook yourself up with some KFC. You see where I'm going with this? We have an Irish setter doing commercials for Irish Spring soap. You ever walk up on another dog? You smell his ass and you're thinking, Mother Holy Mary of Jesus! Don't you ever wash your ass there, laddie? When a bitch comes up to smell your balls, you want her to go, oh, those are Lucky Charm fresh, yes they are! That's right. Lick my shillelagh. It's magically delicious. Live life, man. Life isn't what you think it's supposed to be. You're supposed to carpe diem. How do you know that, by the way, even though the Latin language hasn't been spoken in hundreds of years? You know that you're not supposed to go gently into that good night. That bell tolls for thee. We know this. Yet we allow ourselves not to laugh, to be retentive, to hold everything in, even though we have the freedoms that other people don't have. Our women don't get shot in the head when they don't believe anything. Our women wear mini skirts that are literally this short. And when they go to nightclubs, they look at guys like me and go, what the hell are you looking at? Your vagina! See, you gotta laugh while you can. And see, here's the fun part. People at home, laughing their asses off. Loving it. Because we want to pretend. See, at home, it's cool. 60 to 80% of the people that watch Def Jam were white. But when you go see Def Jam Live or you go see the Kings of Comedy, you will see almost no white people there. Which truly tells me that you love laughing at the brother jokes. But you don't love laughing at brother jokes when the brothers can look at you laugh because you feel uncomfortable. So when you're at home, you love it. And you're like, ha ha, oh, funny. But when they're there, you're like, it's wrong. What he said is wrong. And you can't do that. You gotta understand what makes life beautiful is the essence of the fact that it can go away. So you don't want to live like that. You don't want to be the person, do you, that had a fight, an inconsequential, insignificant, stupid fight with your spouse about who's supposed to open or close or turn off the light at that bedtime? So you did it, but you were pissed, and you stayed pissed with your wife. Not because it was real, but hell, we'll make up later, and nothing better than makeup sex, is there? And in the morning, you woke up, and things were still bad, but you kept that. Because, hey, I'm going to come back, and we're going to do it. And then what happened? You went to your building, and you were, sadly, on that 90th floor, and that happened. And your ass is never going to go back home again. And the best you could do is call your woman or man and say, I love you. And you missed that last night. Why? Because you thought that it would last forever. See, every comedy show you've ever been to ends with a big joke. Because that's what you need. I end with a big joke. You laugh. I say goodnight, and that's how it's supposed to be. But that ain't life, my friends. If you learn anything from me, learn one thing. That sometimes...
Watching Comedy Central. Keep it here for all the fairy tales your mother didn't tell you when Comedy Central presents Tony Woods. Next.